Sacha is often called Gimel Mishnah Gimel Hazava Atar Shiyashku Bispina Gdo. For somebody who's a Zav, somebody else who's a Tar, sat together on a large boat. In such a case, the Tar would not become coming from the Zav, and since the boat is very large, the weight of the Zav does not affect the Tar at all. Eze Spina Gdola, what type of boat is it called today? It's a large boat. Rabbi Huda said, any boat that's so large that when a person boards the boat does not sway in the water, that is regarded as a large boat. Yashwa anasa asafsum, alagasha shamita, va'ala achloinet, bizman she'ena makir. If somebody is up and somebody is tall, sat together on a board, or on a bench, or on the frame of a bed, or on a beam, that is very firmly secure, and doesn't shake when they sit on it, in such a case, the tar would not become tame from the zav. Alu be'ilan shekocho yapa. If somebody who's tar and is up, went up on a tree together, and this tree is a very strong tree, doesn't shake when they go up on it. The saike shekocho yapa. Or they went on the branch of a tree together, but this branch also is a very firm branch that doesn't shake. Uvisulam sorry, or they went up onto a very firm, large ladder together. A large ladder that's called a sulam sorry, a sorry ladder. O mitri vidmancha hukavua the mismor. Or they went up together on an Egyptian ladder, which is not as large as a tsuri ladder. But the Egyptian ladder was secured with a nail. Ala keve, bala kaira, bala dela vidmancha hinasim the te, afilu mitarechad tohar. If the Zav and the Tar went up together on a ramp, or on the rafter, or on a door, that are secured with clay, even if the Zav and the Tar went up together on the same side of the rafter, or the door, or the ramp, the Tar would remain Tar. He would not become Tamei from the Zav, since these things are secured with clay. It doesn't shake when they go up on it. Atar, Makes, Atamei, Tar. If somebody who's Tar strikes a Zav, the person who's Tar remains Tar. Even though he struck the Zav, and therefore he becomes Tame Hesed from the Zav, as if he pushes up, you become Tame Hesed, you become Tame from the Zav. But when the Mishnah says that he is Tar, it means that he is Tar from the Medrash. His clothing would not become Tame. He doesn't become an Abatuma, he's only a Rishon Latum. Hatame Maki Hatar Tame. Shem Yimashik Hatar Hare Hatame Noi. But if somebody who is Tame is a Zav, strike somebody who is Tar, in such a case the person who is Tar would become Tame Medrash, and he and his Begana would become Tame from the Zav. And the Mishnah explains the reason that generally, when one person strikes another, if the person who is being struck pulls back, the person who is striking him would fall over. So therefore we see the person who is being struck is supporting with his weight the person who is striking him. So therefore the Tar is supporting with his weight the Zav. And therefore the Tar becomes Tame Medrash from the Zav. Sahazab and Paradal Mishnah Aleph Rabbi Shua, I'm a Nida Shayashka Matahara Bamita. Keep a Shabaresha Tame Med. Rabbi Shua said, the Nida sits together with somebody that is Tahara on a bed. The woman that is Tahara, together with the clothing that she's wearing, becomes Tame Med from the Nida. Even the cap on the woman that is Tahara becomes Tame Med. And since we're talking about a bed that is not firmly secured to the floor and therefore it sways when they go on it, so the weight of the Nida affects the woman that is Tahira, and therefore she becomes Tame Medris, and all of her clothing become Tame from the Nida, even the cap on her head becomes Tame. Yashto Bisvina, Kalan Shabaresh Hanes Shabisvina, Tmeimed. If a woman that's in Nida sits on a boat, even the vessels that are on top of the mast of the boat become Tame Medris from the woman, as we're talking about a boat that moves and it shakes when a person boards it. So therefore, the weight of the woman that's boarding it affects everything on the boat, so everything in the boat becomes Tame Medrash from the Nida. And the Nida has the same din as a Zav, that she is Metame Mishkav Umoshav, she is Metame Medrash, thing that she lays down on or sits down on, and anything else that's affected by her weight also becomes Tame Medrash. And tell us, I raise up Malaya Begad, Bizmancha my son, Kave Tamei, Bizmancha my son, Kaal Tahar. If a woman that's in Nida, it's kind of a cleat full of clothes. If it's very heavy, then the clothing becomes Tame. The reason being, since it's very heavy, so the woman maybe buckles a little bit from the weight of the cleat with the clothes that she is carrying. And she leans a little bit on the cleat with the clothing, and therefore is affected by her weight, and the cleat with the clothing becomes Tame Medrash from the needle. But if the weight of the kli with the clothing is light, it's not very heavy, so in such a case she would not buckle from the weight, so therefore the thing that she is carrying is tar, would not become tamei medes. Of course, it would become tamei hesed. Since she is carrying them, it would become tamei, would be a reasonable tumah, but it would not have the severe tumah. Tumah's medes would not be an ava tumah. If a zav knocks against the balcony, causing a loaf of bread that was truma that was on the balcony to fall off, that loaf of bread is tar, it does not become tamei from the zav. Even though it fell off because of the zav knocking against the balcony, normally when a zav causes something to move, it becomes tamei hesed, it becomes a reasonable truma. But in this case, since it wasn't a shaky balcony, even though the loaf of bread fell off from the vibrations when the zav knocked against the balcony, but that is not considered hesed. That's not considered that the zav directly caused it to move, and therefore the kikas or truma remains tall.